AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes is sentenced to more than 11 years in federal prison for fraud. She was convicted in January of duping investors about a blood testing device that could detect a multitude of diseases and conditions from a few drops of blood. It never worked. The sentence is shorter than a 15-year penalty requested by federal prosecutors, but far tougher than the leniency her lawyers sought for the mother of a year-old son with another child on the way. Attorney General Merrick Garland names a special counsel to oversee investigations related to Donald Trump.
The Justice Department's investigating classified documents found at Trump's Florida estate, and there's also a separate probe involving the Capitol riot and bids to undo the 2020 election. Both have political implications, involving an ex-president running for the White House again. Given that and President Biden's intention to run,
it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Garland says Justice Department veteran Jack Smith's appointment will let prosecutors continue their work indisputably guided by only the facts and law. In a statement, Smith says he'll conduct the probes independently and in the department's best traditions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Weekend plans scuttled in the Buffalo, New York area. Lake effect snow is bringing feet of snow. Snowing now and will keep on snowing. National Weather Service's Zach Taylor.
The next 24 hours will be the worst, and then by later tomorrow and certainly by the end of the weekend, conditions will begin to improve.
The storm is being blamed for the deaths of two people in what officials say were cardiac events while shoveling snow. The worst snowfall so far was south of Buffalo. National Weather Service reported single-day totals of 2 feet in many places along the eastern end of Lake Erie. This is AP News. An early flu season strains hospitals across the country.
One doctor describes it as a viral jambalaya. The CDC says more than half the states have high or very high levels of flu. Hospitals are already overburdened in many areas, with people sick from the coronavirus and RSV. The states impacted are mostly in the South and Southwest, but include a growing number in the Northeast, Midwest, and West. The flu season usually doesn't get going until December or January. The CDC says flu vaccinations are down from other years, especially among adults, possibly because the past two seasons have been mild. An infectious disease specialist urged Americans to take precautions before gathering for Thanksgiving, saying nobody wants to bring a virus to the table. I'm Ed Donahue.
The CDC says hospitalizations are as high as the 2009 swine flu pandemic. It's mainly affecting people 65 and older and children under five. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.